Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke says this is why he loves President Trump. British Prime Minister Theresa May, meantime, is leading a chorus of criticism aimed at our president, who pushed right back on Twitter, telling the prime minister to take care of her own house. All of this is over the president's retweeting of anti-Muslim videos from a group called Britain First, which May calls a hate group. The videos are titled, "Muslim Migrant Beats Up Dutch Boy on Crutches," "Muslim Destroys a Statue of Virgin Mary," and "Islamist Mob Pushes Teenage Boy Off Roof and Beats Him to Death." But the assailant in one of those videos was not a Muslim migrant, and the other two showed four-year-old events with no explanation. With us now is Dr. Mansoor Qureshi, who's president of the Michigan chapter of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community. He's also a cardiologist who lives in Ann Arbor. Doctor, what was your reaction when you woke up yesterday and saw that our president had retweeted those links from this far-right British group?
Good afternoon, and first off, thank you for having me here. You know, as Muslims who believe in the Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, we, our community, Ahmadiyya Muslim community, has been trying our best to educate people and teach them about the true Islam teachings and values. And it's an uphill battle. It's quite a struggle. And then when you wake up and you see that your president is tweeting something to basically destroy all that you have done, it is disappointing. It is disheartening to see, because the president is the president of the entire country, not just one community or one religion. And you would expect him to bring people together, go out of his way to do that. So I think it was very disappointing.
The president, as we all know, tweets a lot, and he is not shy about being provocative, being controversial. Are his retweets of these videos from Britain First, are they more of the same that we've been seeing, or in your view, is this something different?
To be honest, I think it's more of the same. We've been seeing it a pattern for a while, and it's pretty obvious that it comes through. And then this was sort of kind of the lowest that he has gone, because, first of all, as you mentioned, that some of the videos aren't even true, what they're trying to depict. The other thing is, you know, I would, as a Muslim, first off, would say that I would reject if there is anything negative done by a Muslim, first off. So if someone is trying to kill someone, that is not true Islamic teaching. That is, every life has its sanctity, regardless of whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So if that was true, indeed, that is wrong and shouldn't have been done. So I'll condemn it, first off. So any type of violence is against the true Islamic teaching. By the way, as I mentioned, we're trying to educate. We have this trueislam.com campaign, which all of this is mentioned there, and people can look into it. So as a president, I think I would expect that degree of, I would use the word common sense, to try and bring people together rather than projecting and presenting something that can incite hate amongst the people.
Doctor, what are the conversations that you're having with other Muslim Americans who live here in Michigan, which of course has such an established and large community?
Right. And even in our community, the first thing that we, again, based on the true Islamic teaching, is that we have to be loyal to our country. That's part of our faith. And so that's the first thing that we teach our young people, that despite all the rhetoric, despite what they see, they have to remain loyal. America is much better than what we see sometimes on the news and some of these tweets. So that's the first thing. And also to stay the course and educate people from your actions, from your words, the way you walk, the way you talk. That is the true education.
What do people who are not Muslim fail to understand when they see things that President Trump tweets or things that he says about Muslims?
I think the biggest problem is lack of education. We have lived in our silos for way too long, and we just don't know each other. And this just doesn't apply to Muslims only. Muslims need to learn about Christianity or Judaism or atheism or Hinduism or all the, and we would expect the same from people of other faith, because, as I said, world is now getting smaller with this social media and the tweeting and everything else. So we need to learn from each other, but from the source, not from the hate websites or a tweet here and there. You know, I remember someone showing a picture saying that I learned about Islam on September 11th. I don't want to learn anymore. So, you know, that's the worst a Muslim may have done. And if someone is learning Islam from that, that's not the right way. So that's why, you know, as we were talking about the Coffee Cake and True Islam campaign, is that In all our chapters, in all our mosques, we invite people to just have a cup of coffee, sit down, have snacks, and chat, you know, face to face. And that is how you learn. So I tell you, and you know, Pew Research has shown that 60% of Americans have never met a Muslim. And so that is where we need to do, as Muslims and others, if we come together, we can defeat all hatred. We can defeat all kind of extremism. If we, as the one of the best nations in the world, if we come together and be unified, we can teach others.
Dr. Mansoor Qureshi is president of the Michigan chapter of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. Thank you, doctor, for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.